This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
My name is Enogbevi. How are you? So the first one here is the case of someone we know. You know, when things happen with the police, somehow you would find out that it's someone you know. Where is it? He said the anti-kidnapping unit attached to Mini Okoro Police Station in Rumbiakani harassed and extorted him and other people. He says it was on the 19th of July. That should be 3 days ago now. They stopped him along GRA, beat him up, and arrested him. Why? What was his crime? They are violating a curfew between midnight and 5 a.m. placed by the federal government. Which federal government? Oga Police. And this is not the first report. We'd had several reports until, you know, we got this one again. So the federal government placed a curfew from midnight to 5 a.m. and the media is not aware. The state is not aware. Only these police officers of the anti-kidnapping unit that work from or with in Mini Okoro Police Station know this very important information. Perhaps it's classified too. And then when they were asked, they said, you don't need to know. You're telling someone in the media that they don't need to know that there is a curfew. Is it not the media person that should tell you that there's a curfew? Anti-kidnapping units, Mini Okoro Police Station. Let's hear what the person who suffered this beating. So let's pretend for the purpose of this conversation that indeed the person had violated the curfew. What does the beating solve? What does the beating solve? And what does the extortion fix? So this is another one. The same Mini Okoro. The same anti-kidnapping unit. Now, this was a comedian. So when we heard this story, someone he knew had been, you know, arrested and extorted. And then he had the experience too.
And then I was being a kidnapper, do you understand? So I have to call my senior pastor. They took us to meet the Koro, go there outside the official seat. We should submit our phones, write down our names from the office of the airline. We should pick our car, do that. So they left us there, they went out to get new sets. They got like two different sets of persons down. Like, that was my phone, and I needed to travel to a job. I just have to bury myself. Bury your mother with me, bury my car. I took 5,000, do you understand? So I was very angry with the whole thing, because in as much as first of all, I didn't do anything. Secondly, I'm trying to protect police in a good way, to protect police in a good way. And they are the one man that they need. It's painful.
Bail yourself, bail your car, bail your phone.
First, we pointed a gun at me. They apparently took some people from other locations and they grouped us with the ones they picked from there. We are not supposed to be outside at that time. There's a nationwide curfew, a statewide curfew, and they said that we didn't need to know about the curfew and we are not supposed to be outside from 12 to 4 a.m. People that had 20K billed themselves with 20K. Who had people to call people to bring money for them. People we didn't have anybody to call, they left. We were just there. I don't know how they moved out. Or they released them, but it was between 20k and 10k that they were collecting from each and every one of them. We were more than 30 people. It took 10,000 naira from me.
All right, so there's a video as well, because someone is somewhere trying to convince themselves that they don't know what they're doing, but there is a video as well. I will send that video. Young men sitting on the floor in Port Harcourt, Mini Okoro. That's the location. Let's see. So those people who were arrested and had to call someone to come and bail them. So those people that were leaving their house at that time, weren't they also breaking the law?
And they got inside and I told them I was a Bolt driver. The governor said nobody should be outside between 12 and 6. And this is 5:30. What am I doing outside? And then they started and the girl told us it was 20,000 she paid. There were two of them. They paid 40,000. Some people started offering them 10,000. They refused. And when the car owner came and approached them, he actually had to pay 1,000 for them to let him come see me. So when he approached them to negotiate, he told them that he actually had car owner paid 10,000 for them to release me. So when at the time when I left, there were still over like 13 people there. I left them there.
All right, so this is a new improved performance of the anti-kidnapping unit of the River State Police Command. No one is saying police should not do legitimate work, but I still do not understand how you extort a person, what that solves, how you beat up a person, what does that solve? You are wearing a uniform. Oh, by the way, most of them are badly dressed. They're wearing black and black, and that could be anybody. And that's why when criminals know that you don't respect the job, you don't respect the uniform, and you use the gun, whatever way you choose, it's easy for them to, you know, also cash in on that. So they wear black on black. You see a group of men wearing black on black, carrying guns. You don't know who they are. They don't have any tags. They could be anyone. But what makes this different is that they have a location where they operate at Minokoro. So they go there, they dump the people, they extort. And while you're dumped, they'll go and take a new set. You know, they dump a new set and, you know, turn over. Oh, that's the word, turn over. So the anti-kidnapping units of the River State Police Command are now doing daily turnover. If you've been affected by this, we would like to hear your own story. Where were you coming from? So one of the sounds said it was the federal government. The other one said it's the state government. But we are not aware that there's any curfew. I'm sometimes on the road in the mornings around 12 to 5. And nobody has arrested me yet. Oh, okay. I think I know what the problem is. It's the location. I need to go to GRE around midnight to see perhaps I'll be arrested as well. So I can bail myself, bail my phone and bail the car. 0817923002. There also is another matter which they have, this is not anti-kidnapping, we hear it's Octopus at Mile 3 area, which they have cleverly shrouded in mystery. Austin is calling from Lukboku. Austin, have you been affected by these people? Good morning.
Yes.
Tell us your story.
I will mention the police station.
Okay.
But the people there, I don't know their names, but if I see them, even in my bed, I will recognize them.
Okay.
Because I drive both. I pass you in Lukboku here. At the end of that road, where the road is now, linking to airport. The policeman came out and stopped my car. And also stopped the passenger that carried buses.
They were wearing uniforms?
That is dressed with drink lock. I said, this is my passenger, I don't know. They said, I should keep quiet. They reversed the car, my car. One of the two policemen came into the car, and they are healers. We did not go straight to the police station. We went down. I think we were heading to airport. So we stopped there. And then there's a police station where we can branch and also talk about this. They said, I should keep quiet. They keep me in the car. And the person was trying to argue with them. One of them came and said, I'm a shepherd, I'm not here, I'm not that. They put me on the cuff and tied me together in my ferry. Then took my passenger to their car. So the passenger stood there with them for long. And later, I don't know what happened. The guy now came back. And I said, what happened? He paid $150,000. I said, what? He said, that is it. So one of them now came back. I said, come, your papers are this and all that. Why is this not coming? I said, oh, that, look at my papers very well. They will expire next year, April. If there's anything wrong here, you show me. There's nothing I've done here. You understand? I make sure I run book. For me to run book, the boat defender was also. They check my papers.
Did you pay any money?
Well, you have to put me up and tie me in my cell. You understand? I mean, you're not a politician. You beside me. I am. You know, I should shut up. The boss said that she should leave me. That's why he came here to leave me. So she leaves this place. That was how I left to. The main reason why I'm just on my camera is because we are holding gun. And secondly, mainly from the footer, just as you see there. I don't know if it's police uniform. They only took him, Hillock, and cut his police. So, any other thing about it, I don't know if they are police or whatsoever.
All right. Precious is not Razi. Precious, let's hear you. Precious. Okay, so we're pressed for time. You're calling after the commercial. It's a bit lengthy this morning, so we're looking at sometime around 8:38. Call me again and let's hear your story. You can tweet at Nigerian for PhD on Facebook. Feel free to write your episode there on WhatsApp as well, 0809 0306 416. If it's Mini Okoro, we'd like to greet them again. If it's another police station, do well to write the information on there. Good morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Thank you for staying tuned. Something you need to know about incidents like this, where people who wear police uniform, people who are police officers and other rogues connive to rob citizens, extort them, arrest them indiscriminately, trump up charges and all that. You need to learn to understand that you can actually report and get justice. We have reported some of the cases that has come to us in recent times, and still the same River State Police Command. They were able to get the criminals and had the monies returned. Some of them were also arrested and have been prosecuted. And for those who are online, really, Nigerian for a radio station, we're not the police watchers, but there is at Police NG. Then there's some guy, I think he's a new national PRO. What's his name? He always writes about, let me just check. He's also on Twitter. He also writes about what the police is doing. I think it's, Police PRO. Is it Lagos Police PRO? I will check now. And he always writes and talks about what a citizen can do if they are arrested and extorted. Okay. Yes, Benjamin Hondain. Yeah, I don't know what that how that's pronounced, but it's Hondain. Benjamin Hondain. I'm going to get the handle. But do well to share your experience. Of course, we reach out to the police on matters like this all the time. SP Benjamin Hondain. So he's Ben H-U-N-D-E-Y-I-N. B-E-N-H-U-N-D-E-Y-I-N. Don't say you're driving. Park your car. And if you're on Twitter, follow him. So if you have any issues of police extortion, do well to document it, where it happened, if you can see their name tags. If they have a car parked by the road, that's why you must pay attention. Get what is written on the car. Is it RRS? Is it Operation Sting? Is it whatever it is? Get the name on the car and the location. So when you're communicating, they're asking you questions, have the right answers to give. Then if they tell you to transfer to another account number, do well to save it. Don't delete. And then if they have their POS criminals that work with them, also take note of the person and what they look like so that you can identify the person. Because many of them think that they are smart by half, and they have these POS operators that they work with. There was a time I had to pay money at SARS office for someone. And I said, let me do a transfer. They said, no, there's a POS lady down there. And I had to go there to get the money out. So I know that they do work with POS operators. Chidi, oh no, that's from another generation. On WhatsApp 0809030 6416, on Facebook, Henry Kine, who we also spoke to, he's a lawyer, said citizens have the right of freedom of movement at any time and anywhere, except legitimately restrained by an order of court or by a law reasonably made in a democratic society, or for scrutiny and safety of citizens and others. Citizens have a right to economic opportunities and freedom to engage in legitimate economic activities anywhere and anytime. The economic activities that take place every time, including the night, at night. So classic example is the DJ, or the person who is leaving church after a vigil, or they had a late meeting or something, or you went for a drink just to enjoy yourself and you're returning home. Says the police is expected to provide security for citizens doing legitimate economic activities even at night. Stan Z. Lorenzo says that it's become a norm for police to be extorting money. They see nothing wrong in it. Kotimi says, I wish this topic would get to appropriate channels that would drive lasting and enduring solution home. On Facebook, Umaso says, this is not a new normal, but an old normal, nonchalant attitude of the Oga on top. The result we get from these officers was nurtured and trained by their superiors. A strong and hard police officer is the one with these questionable characters, and their boss rewards them. Comrade is telling them to be careful, that there are people ready to sue their ass. I wish they were aware of the damage they will pay a bull driver that sues them. 0817-923-0002. Good morning. 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. On Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. On Twitter and Facebook, I have some tweets here. This one reads, if you want to see River State Police Command in action on this topic, attempt traveling to Imo State through Elele to the boundary. Count the roadblocks and note what they are there for. Extortion. Duru Steven says, police station, Omokri Alu, opposite UDSS. I was inside a keke with a friend. They stopped us and asked us to move inside their station. Immediately, they labeled us Yahoo boys and beat up my friend and destroyed his necklace, which they didn't allow him pick up. When these things happen, please do not sweep it under the carpet. You must report it at Police NG on Twitter, or Ben Hondain. Send them a message, or and do well to make sure you have some sort of evidence. An anonymous caller is on the phone this morning. Let's hear your story. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno. I didn't mention my name because I'm a boat driver, so I don't want to mention it on air.
Okay.
Last week, Friday, to be precise, I had a client that I took from Wimpy. He was going to GRA, somewhere in GRA. So there is this place, I don't want to call their name, but if I describe it, you could know. If you are coming from Casablanca, if you want to go to Panetti Drive, on the road that brings you back to the Popular Car Wash that is in GRA, there is a right road that brings you to the Popular Car Wash. So while I was driving these guys from that way coming towards GRA, we didn't know that there were policemen. They were driving a Camry car.
Camry
car. Not numbered and no name written on it. So by the time I got there, because it was around 1 a.m., these guys cleared us. The guy with his girlfriend were behind the car. So when they stopped me, the first guy and his girlfriend, they should come down. So when these guys came down, they took them behind their car and they started searching them. After searching them, the guy came back. I said, what of your guy? They said, I should stand by. I waited for over 30 minutes. There was no response. The next thing, they put him inside their own car, the Camry behind the car. I asked the girl, what does your boyfriend do? She said, he's just a regular businessman. I said, have they seen any huge amount in his account or whatever? Because they were going through phones as well.
Which is illegal, by the way. Which is illegal.
So after a while, I had to summon courage. I walked up to the policeman. I said, good morning. I'm a boat driver. I was conveying this guy that you cleared. I would like to know why we've been here for over 30 minutes. Because the way you're keeping them is eating into my own time. as well. He said that they saw Igbo inside his bag. I said, Igbo, he said, yes. I said, can I talk to the guy? He said, yes. I walked to the guy. I said, bro, they said they saw Igbo inside your bag. The guy said, bro, he does not have any Igbo inside his bag. There is no Igbo inside his bag. That the guy just said that his bag is smelling Igbo, Igbo. I said, just that. He said, yes. I went back to him. I saw that the guy said he has nothing like that. He said the guy is lying. I said, okay, how do I get out of this whole thing? And that the guy knows what to do. The guy now went back to him. He said that they should bring 50,000 naira.
For Igbo smell inside the bag, 50,000. That's the that's what the law says. When you have Igbo smell inside a bag, the sanction
is 50,000. You've seen the issue now. The guy started bargaining with them. I waited close to an hour.
What time was this? What time was this?
Then later I called the boy to find out the situation of things. He told me that they've let him go, that they took 5,000 naira from him. You need to see how scary these guys were looking. It was not just him. I was there, they pulled another guy over, wanted to search his phone. The guy said that he's not giving them the password. You need to see the kind of beating they were beating this guy that midnight. I had to call this PPR or what number they have. I called and complained. They said to take the phone to them. I said, I can't bring this phone to them. You need to see how these guys are. They said that they are tired. They complain that it's more of River State Command. So the truth is that if the officer says they don't know that these things are happening, I'm doubting that they are more aware. They are fully aware that these things are happening. But how they will stop it is what I don't know. For us, the boat drivers, sometimes they don't humiliate us, but the people we are carrying, you need to see the humiliation and the embarrassment is much.
All right, thank you for calling. You're carrying their clients now, so they will not harass you. So when they flag you, stop. You're carrying their clients. Some messages are here. Please, no matter what it is, and I know that they use intimidation to try to cower people, especially if they see something on you or if they are convinced that you have an e-wallet or something, that is not a crime. If you have an e-wallet, it is still not a crime. So nobody should steal your money, harass you, and beat you up because you have an e-wallet. They should not even check your phone. It's against the law. I know they are listening and some of them are laughing. Okay. You know, the thing with evil and breaking the law, especially if you're law enforcement, is that the day will come. And when the day comes, I know how many of them, we've heard stories, you go there, they intimidate, make people write false statements, or they write and force them to sign. And it's just unpalatable. Where are you in for?
Hello, good morning, Eno.
Morning.
Yes, topic come at the right time, Eno. And I must thank you. Thank you, Nigerian. Where is Igbori? I am at Igbori. And let me give a situation and the extortion that is going on.
Quickly, please.
I think the divisional police officer in Igbori, I think, I've been able to reduce the rate of extortion on our major routes in Bori. But the problem we have now currently in Bori is the start, anti-cortism. Anti-cortism. Because yesterday, I received a post on Facebook. They had that ran to that place. That was behind Polytechnic and Rural Polytechnic. And I saw three fans of anti-cortism of Bori taking over a particular building. What happened? They say a domestic issue, husband and wife, one kingdom like that, and his wife have internal issues that they're supposed to resolve within themselves. But you know what happened? Police now break into the house of the family, including the residential area of the student, where students are saying, 10 police are saying, what the anti-cortism did in Bori is to pack all the students, put into their vehicle, and it takes intervention by the staff of Kent Police and including us to beg the police that even the students are only there as they are not the suspects. But the staff of the police after our intervention, they need all the students. But what happened? They pack their shoes, their clothes. I'm telling you what happened yesterday in Bori. I'm telling you, anti-cortism in Bori. Pack the shoes, the standards, all the students put inside their vehicle and let. When they get in, I read now on one of the programs in Nigeria.
Okay, no. Let's move from that. Thank you. Okonkwo is in Rumokuta. Okonkwo, let's hear you.
Yes, Madam Eno, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
I was listening attentively. The caller before this last caller, he said when he called the police station that they told him that they are tired of the reports from the citizens calling their station. My reason of bringing this is that in April of our discussion, the media practitioners always say, call police station. And now, by the report of that man, it means that even those in that station are not ready to listen to the callers. And there is a strong knowledge here that all of them are aware of this evil and also are promoters. Where does this country go to? We are calling our name in the international community. Thank you.
All right. International community. Anonymous says the seeming prevalence of police extortion keeps giving credence to the insinuation that these officers are operating with the express, unofficial and illegal directive from the senior officers to keep extorting citizens. I personally have noticed that these officers deliberately do not wear their name tags on the uniforms. We need to keep talking and demand the change we desire. Also, mandatory drug and alcohol testing should start with the police. The Twitter handle is, okay, HUNDEYIN. Oh, we have a PRO here, by the way. Rumbiakani, the police in Rumbiakani are overworking for sure. Do you know that last week we're coming back from vigil on Friday and 2 a.m., the Rumbiakani police station, police officers, says that they are around at night, yet robbery is going on there. Two policemen stopped me at Rumasi that I entered the express road wrongly. They said they're on special patrol. Funny enough, they were on a bike. When did they start patrolling with rickety bikes? To cut story short, they took me to a POS who I suspected to be their agent in town, where I paid 10,000 naira. We've got to stop here. Police NG, I think that's the Twitter handle. But do well to report them. If you don't report them, we can't escalate these things. Our job is to escalate when you report. And don't be afraid, it's your right. My name is Enoh Gbeviri. Good morning.